He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's Report Card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. Alicia, what's going on?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
A little stressed out, Anna.
What's wrong? You know, what's going on?
The dog had surgery, and I can't leave the house, and he has to be carried everywhere, and it's a lot.
It is a lot, and you just did it, and now you have to do it again.
Yeah, I have to lay on the floor with him all the time, and my back already hurts. Something's going on in my hip, so it's not helping.
I'm sorry.
I'm mentally exhausted.
You know, normal people don't go through these steps that we do, Anna, but we rotate who's going to be on the floor, who gets to sit on the couch, so that the dog is always taken care of. He's never alone. Do you think he appreciates it? The first 3 days, maybe.
It's so funny because, like, when Raven tells me how much you do for your dogs, I mean, obviously, you're huge dog lovers, and I love my puppy, too, but, like, nobody else does that.
No, we're
like,
crazy people.
Crazy people. Like, straight crazy dog people, which is nice and sweet in a way. Like, let's go over some of the stuff that you do for your dogs.
Normal routine right now of caring for the dog involves several different things. I mean, obviously, there's normal times for medications that he's got to have those.
Right, that's normal.
Yeah, mixing the medications in with the food, making sure that he'll eat those is normal. But is taking your hands to make sure that the dog drinks enough water, dipping them in the water bowl, running them over the dog's chin and lips until he is enticed to taking a drink of water.
Okay.
Is that normal?
I don't think I've ever done that.
Well, he won't drink. Like, he's not drinking water. He's so mad. I think it's, like, his way of...
It's a hunger strike.
Getting back at us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a hunger strike, except Barkley would never, ever, ever stop eating.
Never.
We're also doing hot compresses every 2 hours.
But did a doctor tell you to do that, or you just took that upon yourself as, like, an added measure of relaxation?
I mean, they recommended it.
Oh, no, it's part of the recovery.
Okay. That's different. If, like, yeah, if the doctor tells you to do it, that's one thing. If you just opt to lay on the floor on a yoga mat covering your entire 700-square-foot family room, that's a little bit different.
Yeah, we have $500 worth of yoga mats in the house right now. Alicia has informed me that we need to get a larger stroller because the dog stroller that we bought last time was just not large enough.
And all right.
I tend to agree that the window on the front of it is not spacious enough. I want him to be able to see where we're going when he's in the dog stroller. So,
I mean, how many dog strollers does one family need?
Well, apparently we need two.
They only lay down on it, Anna. It's too small. He can't lay down in it. It's for like a chihuahua.
Oh.
It's got to be comfortable. Ride first class. Then we also have a semi-large rectangle that's been put up in our living room right now with child gates that we all have to live inside that space. So we rotate. So, you know, one night she's on the floor, one night I'm on the floor or whatever. But both dogs tend to sit in there with you. Of course, you've got to have his water bowl and everything in that same space. Think of it as sitting in your child's playpen with them.
Except
for 6 hours a night.
Okay.
And it's not padded.
I mean, I don't do that with my actual child.
Right. Well.
So what kind of grade do you want to give Raven for the week? Has he been supportive and helpful through all this?
He could do more, Anna. He could do a little more. I have to ask him to do all the things. You'd think that he would come home and see how broken I'm just so mentally exhausted. Like, I can't even have a conversation when he gets home.
Understood.
So, yeah, he could do a little bit more instead of me having to ask him to do everything, but... You know, we're a pretty good team. We're doing it.
All right. So what's going to be that magic grade for the week?
Yeah, B. He's getting a B.
That's pretty good, Raven. You can't complain about that.
Nah, take it. I mean, it's better than laying on the floor for 6 hours, which is what I'm going to do after this phone call anyways.
Right.
It's actually my night. I'm stuck in there.